Hello, readers, and welcome back to another episode of the now-titled Books and Video Games podcast. I'm not sure how I feel about this title. It was the title I originally envisioned for this vodcast, so let me know your thoughts if you actually listen. There's not many views on these videos, so, you know, if you're actually viewing this, comment and give me your thoughts, because that means a lot to me and will actually give me feedback and make it actually seem like these videos are worth making. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Okay, capisce. Yeah. I'm weird, sorry. Today we have such a cool topic that I'm so excited to talk about. I am so pumped about this, and that is the new Beauty and the Beast movie. Now I know some of you are gonna be like, this is not book related, this is movies, this is Disney, this is has nothing to do with literature. I beg to differ, my friend. We have a movie being made about a heroine who loves books. How can we not talk about this? I grew up with the movie Beauty and the Beast, and Belle was always my role model because she loved books. And, you know, I did have brown hair and brown eyes like her. Some people will argue they are hazel, but they are brown, my friend. They're brown, so I will fight you. Anyway, Paige O'Hara herself said it. I'm going to find that and put a link in the description of this video. I'm getting a little riled up about the eye color, but seriously, like, people have arguments about her eye color all the time on social media, and it's just as mind-boggling to me that, one, they're having these arguments, and two, that they're just not accepting that the eyes are brown. I mean, come on. Anyway, let's get into this, this remake by Disney. So, I will say that for a while, my hopes, I mean, because, let's be honest, we all knew this day was going to come when Disney was going to remake Beauty and the Beast, right? Because they've been remaking tons of their movies, Cinderella being a huge one, and it was only a matter of time before other Disney movies started cropping up. And I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, but maybe in like 2010 or 11, there was rumors that, I forget the director's name, but there was a director who apparently got the rights of Beauty and the Beast and was going to cast Emma Watson as Belle. And I remember, like, these were just rumors, but it got me really excited because literally for my entire existence since I've known about Emma Watson, I've imagined her as Belle. And I remember even contemplating the idea that if there was a Beauty and the Beast remake, specifically one made by Disney, and they didn't choose Emma Watson as Belle, that I didn't know what to do with my life because I just could not see anybody else as Belle. And I know there have been like tons of remakes and reimaginings of Beauty and the Beast, and all the actresses, you know, they're fine, but they never quite seem like Belle to me as I envisioned her. But Emma Watson does. She screams Belle. And not only just like in her looks, but in how she's grown up and her actions. I mean, the fact that she played Hermione speaks volumes as well. Hermione's a big reader, Belle's a big reader, just it fits perfectly. Needless to say, I was extremely excited when Emma Watson was cast as Belle in a remake of Beauty and the Beast. I was just over the moon, so excited, fist pumping the air, like, yes, 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 this is the best announcement in the history of announcements. They just couldn't have cast somebody as amazing as Emma Watson to play Belle. It's just, oh, so good. But now let's get on to, like, the other casting real quick, and then we'll get into, like, the trailers and the concept art and stuff. So, Dan Stevens, I'm a Downton Abbey fan, as I've said in the past, and I always loved him on there. He has an amazing voice, which is really key for the Beast, since obviously a lot of the Beast will be CGI, I imagine. I mean, we saw the clips a bit of him. He looks CGI. I hate to say, it doesn't look real. So maybe that's something they have to work on, or they'll finish, like, touch up in final production. I don't know. But Dan Stevens has an amazing voice. And I just know he'll be perfect for the Beast. And he has the look, too. He definitely does, you know. The sort of reddish blonde hair, blue eyes. Looks good. Actually, not. He doesn't really have reddish blonde, but we'll excuse him for that. He's more like a golden blonde. So then we have Luke Evans as Gaston. I've never heard of the man, but from seeing the pictures, he looks great, so we'll see what he does. Ewan McGregor as Lumiere. I've seen him in quite a few films. I know he's an amazing actor. I don't much have an opinion on him, though, so I expect because he's an amazing actor, he will do well. Stanley Tucci, I think, is a new character. Cadenza, I forget. I think that's like a chandelier, maybe? I forget. I'm probably totally wrong, just ignore me. Emma Thompson is Mrs. Potts, which is, again, fantastic casting. I love Emma Thompson. Also in Harry Potter with Emma Watson, she played Professor Trelawney. Ian McKellen as Cogsworth. Interesting casting. I wouldn't picture him as Cogsworth, but maybe they're giving him a different, like, personality, because Cogsworth is usually very uptight, where Ian McKellen seems very relaxed. But then again, you know what? He's an actor. He can pull it off. What am I saying? Kevin Kline is Maurice. Again, don't really have an opinion. Josh Gad is LeFou. I think it's great casting. I'm not the biggest fan of Josh Gad, sorry, but I think he'll do fantastic as LeFou. And then, finally, the last person I'm going to talk about is Audra McDonald. I freaking love her so much. She is amazing. Her voice is just so good. I don't even know what else to say. It's amazing. I was listening to her the other day sing Climb Every Mountain from Sound of Music. Oh my gosh, it's just heavenly. And she's playing the Wardrobe, who they renamed Garderobe. Garderobe? I'm probably saying that wrong. But, like, wasn't her name Madame Armoire? Madame Armoire before? Like, I find that to be a much better name, so I don't know if that's just a fan thing or if they actually renamed her. But it kind of makes me sad because, like I said, Madame Armoire I thought was such a pretty name. But that's okay. That's a small thing. Let's move on to the teaser trailer, the trailer, and the photos and concept art. The teaser, a lot of people freaked out about. I remember when it came out, it was this huge deal. Everybody was anticipating it, as was I. I was so super excited. And I'm not going to say disappointed, but unlike most people, I didn't find it to be that great. And I will put a link in the show notes to a YouTuber named Bobby Burns who reviewed the trailer. And a lot of his thoughts matched mine. He basically says in his video that the trailer was kind of contained a lot of cliches that trailers today usually have. You know, the slow piano music that's a reimagining of a fairy tale but makes it darker. There were shots in this trailer from the movie that literally looked like they were only shot for the trailer. For example, when Emma Watson is looking at the rose and she's sort of blurred in the background or hidden by the rose, that looks like a trailer shot. Like, I wonder if that will be in the actual movie. We'll see. And that brings up another point that I want to get into before I continue with the teaser trailer, which is the director, Bill Condon. When Bill Condon was announced as the director, I'm not going to lie that I became very concerned and very worried. I am a big advocate against the Twilight films. I cannot stand them at all. And nor can I stand the books, obviously. And he directed, I believe, he directed both of the Breaking Dawn films, part 1 and part 2 of the Twilight saga. And quite frankly, that concerns me a lot because those movies are really terrible. I mean, it's not just the story that's terrible. It is sort of the directing, and it is the casting, it is the acting. They're not good films. Like, they are laughably bad. Like, so bad that you wonder that who was behind all of this to make them so bad. And then it's like, oh, Bill Condon, who's directing this iconic Beauty and the Beast movie. How am I supposed to feel about this? Now, I'm the type of person who might have these biases, but I'm always going to try to give something a chance. So with Bill Condon, I am going to give him a chance. I'm going to go into this movie without, you know, doubting or anything. I'm just going to have an open mind. But the casting choice, I mean, the choice for him as a director is still very concerning to me because I think that a lot of sloppy choices could be made on his part that could bring the film down. And that isn't something to look forward to. But again, open mind. I'm voicing my concern now, but now I'm going to drop it. Going back to the teaser trailer, the music was good. One thing, I love music so much. I love orchestrated, reorchestrated imaginings of songs. So, like, some of my favorite albums include something called Project Astadi, which is, like, a reorchestration of the Kingdom Hearts video game soundtrack. There's another called the Blake Robinson Symphony Orchestra, Symphonic Orchestra, that reorchestrates Banjo-Kazooie music, and it's just so good. So I'm always looking, I love the music from 90s Disney, and Disney in general, and I'm always seeking out, the reorchestrations of these classic Disney songs, and I've only really come across one that has really been super epic, and that is Colors of the Wind. I'll put a link in the description to this. I forget the details of it, but it's from Pocahontas, and it's reorchestrated, and it is amazing. It's so good. It always moves me every time I listen to it, and it's probably one of my favorite instrumental tracks of all time. But a lot of times I find that the reorchestrations of Disney classics are either very artificial sounding, to be honest. They're very clunky, and if they're actually good, they always have vocalists singing on them, and it's like, oh, you couldn't just have a symphony? Why? That being said, this trailer had a reorchestration. Obviously, it had the piano music, and then it built up into an orchestra. And I wasn't really digging it, to be honest, like I thought I would. So, needless to say that by the end of the teaser trailer, my expectations weren't lowered, and I won't say I was disappointed, but I wasn't as ecstatic as most people were. I was just, let's wait till the actual trailer comes out. I did like the little details of showing the castle sort of deteriorating and seeing the prince as a young boy. I like that the movie's doing that, because, the animated movie made it seem like he was a young man when he was transformed, but that doesn't add up with the time period that he was actually a beast. So I'm glad that they had him as a young boy in the picture that he rips with his claws. That was a good detail to have. And shows that I think this movie does want to get the flaws of the animated film correct, because even though Beauty and the Beast is one of the best animated movies of all time, it's also one of the movies with the most mistakes. And I will, again, lots of links in this video. I'll put a link in the description because I actually did watch a video one time on this, and there's a ton of mistakes in the movie that you just overlook so easily, but then when they point them out, you're like, huh, that is really fascinating. It won't ruin the movie for you. It's more of an educational thing. If you're really into film editing and filmmaking, this is for you. And if you love Beauty and the Beast, it's just very interesting to watch the process of creating something and how something can go amiss. So when the official photos came out, I got super excited. I think Emma Watson as Belle looks amazing. Her costume art looks wonderful. The characters all look good. I think the objects look a little clunky, but I think you gotta give the filmmaker some kind of breathing room, because that had to be really hard to do. And so I think working with what they had, I think they did a good job. Some information has come out that Belle is going to be an inventor rather than her father, because in the original Beauty and the Beast tale, her father's not an inventor. He's a merchant. If you've actually read the original tale, I can put a link for you to buy that on Amazon in the description below. So I guess they're sticking with her father being a merchant who would travel around the world, and he gets her flowers, which I guess is supposed to match or juxtapose the rose, and maybe why Belle is fascinated and drawn to it. That's actually very clever. Good on you, Disney, but our creators of this film. But anyway, and then Belle's going to be more of the inventor. And I will say that while interesting, I'm not sure how I feel about that choice. I think they want to make Belle more proactive, but honestly, I kind of hate when films do this. I think it misses the point of their feminist agenda. And I say that as a feminist myself, so don't misunderstand me. I think a lot of times for a character to be feminist, they need to be, like, they need to hit certain key points. And quite frankly, that's not true. I think Belle, I mean, it can be true. I shouldn't say that. It can be true. But with Belle, in her case, in the original animated film, she is a very strong character. And I don't think she needed to be updated in any way. Maybe some could call her boring, and maybe that's why they gave her this other personality trait of inventing. I see Belle more as a writer, to be honest, and maybe that's me just being biased because I like to write and I love seeing myself as Belle, but I just never saw her as that. But I don't know, we'll see how it plays out in the actual film, but it didn't sound, let's just say I'm not too excited about it. But now I've been rambling on enough, let's talk about the actual trailer of this movie that just came out a few days ago. This trailer was wonderful. It was everything I could have hoped for and more. First, let's talk about the music. The music was amazing. To get your hands on the track, it's actually quite difficult because what the filmmakers did, or the person who made this trailer did, was they took three separate tracks and fused them together, and you can only get two tracks. You cannot get the third one, which is a reorchestration of Beauty and the Beast that, like, finally meets my expectations, and, like, I can't find it anywhere. But I did end up getting my hands on it. Somebody pulled the audio, somebody pulled the dialogue away from the trailer. So it sounds a little clunky, but I sort of worked in an audio editor this morning and pieced together a track that could be listened to that really sounds like the original trailer, and I'm going to upload it to YouTube, so I'll put a link to that in this video, because the music is just absolutely epic. I love it, and I could listen to it over and over again. It's just so good. But now onto the actual content of the trailer. So the cinematography looks amazing. If this film ends up being a flop, at least the cinematography will be really good. I mean, it literally looks magical. It's the best word to give it. The Beast, he does look good. Does look CGI, like his movements do. Like there was one shot of him with Lumiere, I believe, standing at a table and walking around the table. And he definitely looked animated almost. It was weird. So maybe they'll fix that up. I don't know. Now I love Emma Watson, but I do think that sometimes she can tend to overact. And I think we saw a bit of that in this trailer, which makes me a tiny bit worried, but I'm, again, keeping with the open mind that this is just a trailer. When I see the real thing, I can put my judgment through. But there were little things that I was like, ugh, wow, I thought we'd move past this overacting phase. And don't misunderstand, I love Emma Watson, clearly. I think she's an amazing actress, an amazing person, but she can overact. Let's just be honest here. I just realized, also, I'm looking at the IMDb page, and one of the screenplay writers was Stephen Chbosky, who wrote Perks of Being a Wallflower, who also wrote the script for the film Perks of Being a Wallflower, and I believe directed it as well. So, thumbs up to that, because that's one of my favorite books and films, and Emma Watson is in that. With that, I forgot that he was a writer on here. I did know that. The fact that he is a writer on here shows that he might understand Emma Watson better than other screenwriters might, so that makes me feel a little better. I think the Nostalgia Critic posted something on Facebook saying that he thought, like, he feared that this film was going to be too much, like, sticking too close to home to the original. And I'm surprised he said that, because I don't really think that at all. I saw a lot of changes right off the bat in this trailer. For one, the way Maurice was found, he looked like he was looking at a flower to get for Belle, which sticks to the original Beauty and the Beast tale, actually. In the original tale, her father arrives at the castle and tries to cut a rose for Belle to bring back to her, and then is caught by the Beast. I also saw a lot of action scenes, Belle, you know, jumping off crumbling structures high up in the air. There was some kind of ball going on with people in lots of heavy makeup. I think just seeing the extra scenes of Belle talking to the objects. I mean, the fact that she's with Lumiere and Consort and they say they can talk. Well, that's not when Belle first learns that, right? She's in her room in the animated version with Mrs. Potts and Madame Armoire, as I'll call her. Automatically, it's different. I think Belle's look is different. The Beast's look is certainly different. Mainly in his horns, I'd say. Because they're more facing the back of his head. Where in the animated film, they're in the front and they're smaller. And even in this trailer, we see, like, different conversations between the Beast and Belle that just don't exist in the original story. Now, we didn't see any musical numbers yet, and I'm glad we didn't because I want to be surprised by them. I'm really interested to see how these actors can sing, especially Emma Watson. I mean, she has sung before, link in the description, but it wasn't much. You don't really get much from it, and you can't really get a feel as to her belting out these big numbers, but I'm excited. So those are my thoughts on the Beauty and the Beast teaser trailer, announcement, all that doobly-doo. If you like this video and want to hear more, please subscribe to my channel. It would mean so much to me. And leave a comment in this video giving me your opinions on Beauty and the Beast and what you think. Let's have a conversation, because I forgot to say in the beginning, as I usually do, this is just my opinion, so feel free to contradict me. It's completely fine. I would love to hear your opinion. Let's just be nice and be friends about it. Again, if you like this video, be sure to subscribe. And if you want more from me, visit my website, keepcalmreadonblog.com. You can learn a lot more about me there. That's it from me, folks. I'm signing out.
Why did you call me Roxas?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Hey, hold on!
Sharon!